This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. I wanted to read you my nationally syndicated column that comes out, newspaper column that comes out on Sunday. Syndicate, if you create or syndicate newspapers all around the country, you're the first to always hear it, usually on Fridays. GOP leaders in D.C. don't represent 74 million Trump voters. That's my column. GOP leaders in D.C. don't represent 74 million Trump voters. The media lies all the time. They lied about the Obama economy. They tried to make us believe the worst economy since the Great Depression was a great economy. Then they lied about the soaring Trump economy. They tried to make us believe the best economy in 50 years, maybe the best ever for middle-class Americans, was a bad economy. They lied about BLM riots. For months, we saw radical communist Marxists and violent thugs riot, loot, burn, mug, and murder while attacking police officers with bricks, pipes, and Molotov cocktails. They burned down entire business districts to the ground, like Minneapolis and Kenosha, Wisconsin. They burned police stations to the ground. They took over cities like Portland and Seattle. They destroyed famous shopping districts like Fifth Avenue in New York and the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. They killed over 30 people. They caused over $2 billion in damage, yet liberal politicians and liberal media ignored all of it or made believe it never happened or made believe it was peaceful or encouraged it or supported it. In many cases, they did all of the above, yet none of these liberal frauds encouraging or condoning violence was ever banned, censored, vilified, or impeached. Heck, we rewarded Kamala Harris, who encouraged and celebrated BLM violence, with the vice presidency of the United States. Then came the Washington, D.C. unrest involving President Trump's crowd. The liberal media blew that up out of proportion. It's the darkest day in America's history. Even though it was a small case of unrest compared to the BLM summer of hate, rioting and murder, even though it may have involved Antifa as the actual instigators, even though Capitol Police were captured on camera letting protesters into the building, even though it involved a few hundred people out of a crowd of a million or more, even though no one burned down or looted the Capitol like BLM did and all their cities, the media made believe it was Pearl Harbor. This is like the worst thing that ever happened. Bunch of yahoos running around the Capitol building acting like idiots. Not setting on a fire, not looting it. And they didn't kill a single congressman, so, I mean, don't make it like this is the worst thing that ever happened. It's not the worst thing that ever happened. Here's the thing. Trump has had hundreds of rallies for 6 years now, since the day he came down that escalator. Millions have attended those hundreds of rallies, maybe 20 million plus. And there's never been one act of violence. I just saw on Gateway Pundit that a million people went to Trump rallies just between September and the election. So think about the last 6 years combined. It could be like 20 million. And there's never been one act of violence, one window broken, one property ever damaged, one person ever shot, one police officer ever attacked. Yet after one incident in D.C., the first time violence has ever broken out at a Trump or a conservative or a Tea Party event, it's used as a trigger to ban and censor all mention of a stolen election, ban, censor, and impeach President Trump, ban and censor all conservatives, and label all 74 million Trump voters as domestic terrorists. There's the scam. Cover up hundreds of violent Antifa and BLM incidents and blow up out of proportion the only incident of violence ever at one Trump event involving 170 people who made a very bad decision in the heat of the moment out of 74 million Trump voters. That's assuming it wasn't Antifa causing the small amount of violence. The key to this ban, censor, destroy, impeach witch hunt was to use rhino, Trump-hating Republican leaders in D.C. as the cover to convince the world that even the Republican Party is abandoned and turned against Trump. But it didn't work, because those famous D.C. GOP leaders don't represent the people. They don't represent 74 million Trump voters. They only represent the dirty, corrupt D.C. swamp. The results are in. The support for President Trump is so overwhelming, even liberal media and pollsters can't hide the truth. Trump-hating pollster Frank Lutz had to admit 91% of Trump voters would vote for him again. 78% of Trump voters believe the election was rigged and stolen. I can't even believe who the other 22% are, but it's bizarre to me. Liberal pollster Axios Ipsos shows that 62% of all Republicans support Trump's belief the election was stolen, while 69% don't blame Trump for the Capitol violence last week. But a much bigger 91% of Trump voters support Trump's belief the election was stolen, 96% believe Trump makes the GOP a stronger party, and 92% want Trump to run again in 2024. And guess who loses badly in the Trump-McConnell battle? 63% of Republicans approve of the behavior of Trump versus the behavior of Mitch McConnell. Trump's America First agenda is also still popular. 87% of Republicans and 63% of swing voters want companies to hire Americans before foreigners. Democrats and the media keep trying to bury Trump and demoralize his supporters. I have to admit their plan was pretty remarkable this time. Their propaganda was intense, over the top, and they came close. But in the end, they failed again because they underestimated the hatred of 74 million Trump voters for D.C. politicians, even Republican ones. We don't trust them. We don't like them. We don't care what they say. And the more they hate Trump, the more we like Trump. GOP leaders only represent the D.C. swamp. They don't represent 74 million Trump voters. So there's my column that comes out in newspapers around the country on Sunday through Creators Syndicate. Once in a while, by the way, we can, and by the way, I've gotten so many emails from fans of the show agreeing with me that they don't want to take the vaccine. Seems to me that, and I'd love to hear from you. Let me get the phone number. I of course, you always remember 833-WAR-TALK, but I don't remember the digits. 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to hear what all of you think about vaccines. Are any of my listeners planning on getting the vaccine? Have any of my listeners gotten the vaccine? Do you want your kids to get the vaccine? Are you over the age of 80 and you want the vaccine? Do you have a mother or father in a nursing home and do you want them to get the vaccine? Here's one that just came in this second. Hi, Wayne. I couldn't agree with you more about not taking this vaccine. That was a great discussion by an MD why we shouldn't. Thanks so much. I'm a big fan of your show. Grateful it airs here in Connecticut. Keep up the great work and thanks for being the voice of reason all through the Trump presidency and the post-election apocalypse. Each day brings a new level of disbelief. Thank God we have you. Take care, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. It's a funny thing about me, you know. But they always say talk radio is all about guys, right? All my fans are women. I would say 90% of my fan mail is women. I would say that the listeners to the show are 60-40 women versus men. It's really quite amazing. We get a lot of female fans of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We break all the stereotypes and all the molds. And there are plenty of women out there like Trump and voted for Trump with common sense. But, yeah, I don't think my listeners want to get the vaccine. I really don't. So call in. I'd love to hear from you what you think about the vaccine and whether you've done it, whether you're thinking about doing it, what your argument is. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Once in a while, it pays to sue. We do win sometimes, you know. Even though I say the courts are against us and the courts are terrible, sometimes we win. And restaurants just won a lawsuit challenging Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus restrictions in New York. And they're now allowed to reopen. Group of restaurants won a lawsuit Wednesday challenging New York Governor Cuomo's coronavirus restrictions, meaning they will be allowed to open for business. The restaurants argued the governor's restrictions prohibiting them from offering indoor dining were arbitrary and not based on any evidence related to coronavirus. Judge Henry Nowak agreed, writing his decision that the State Department of Health used unreliable contract tracing data to determine which areas were put under various restrictions. Cuomo implemented a micro-cluster strategy to control the spread of coronavirus that designated various areas of the state as red, orange, or yellow. And, you know, depending on the zone you're in, you couldn't open your restaurant. It's all arbitrary bullspit. It's nonsense. Most of Erie County, where the restaurants that filed the lawsuit are located, was designated as an orange zone. Under the orange zone's restrictions, restaurants and bars are prohibited from serving food or beverages on site. However, the judge found that Cuomo did not identify any clusters requiring red zone status within a designated area. Isn't that typical? How do liberals trust government? government is filled with lying scumbags. And I refer to both Republicans and Democrats. Lying scumbags. They lie about everything, or they're incompetent, or they're stupid, or they're ignorant, or they're vicious. And they hate everyone who makes money. Or who makes more than them. The only justification given for the classification was a reference to a government website that read, parts of the Erie Yellow Precautionary Zone meet the metrics to transition to an orange warning zone. The previous yellow zone is expanded to include new parts of Erie County seeking upticks in new cases, positivity, and hospital admissions. Do you listen to this garbage? I'm having a hard time not cursing. Really hard time. Of course, today was the day I did my podcast. And on my podcast, I drop the F-bomb all the time in my podcast because you're allowed to say whatever you want in a podcast. And sometimes when you're thinking about Obama and Biden and Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and all the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, you just have to let out the F-bomb. You just got to let it out. Let it rip. Go F yourselves. I can't stand these people. I hate them. Hate them. Judge Nowak also said the entire criteria for whether an area is classified as orange or yellow is not distinctive enough. Then they go through this whole scenario. I would bore you if I told you the designation of why it's orange versus yellow. It's a joke. This whole thing is a joke. COVID's not a joke. COVID's terrible. And people are dying. I lost my friend Randy. That's really the first friend I've got in the whole world that died of COVID. And if you listen to his family, they will tell you that they blame the doctors and the hospital just as much as COVID. They thought it was mishandled badly. Listen, if there are two things out there. One's called, I think, Invectrin, and the other is called hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. And I'm telling you, there's no reason for people to be dying. And these hospitals are filled with idiots who listen to government advice, I guess. And all the advice in the CDC and the WHO is all wrong. Nobody's going to be dying. This is outrageous. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, don't forget my book, Trump Rules, not about politics, only about the 10 great rules of Donald Trump that will change your life. When you read them, you will just go, oh my gosh, why did I never think about this? That is him. Wow, Wayne Root's got this guy down cold. And I've used those same 10 to change my life and become, you know, a very successful guy in so many different areas of my life. One of the youngest candidates in the history of the United States of America. And, a guy who made millions of dollars in the sports gambling business. And a guy who raised his daughter, homeschooled her to go to Harvard. And a guy who was the youngest political candidate and the youngest anchorman on TV and a self-made millionaire at the age of 29 and a home on the beach in Malibu at the age of 29 and a nationally syndicated radio show and the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. Those are the Trump rules that led my life in that direction and made me a winner as a son of a butcher, a blue-collar butcher, to achieve those heights. Quite miraculous because I followed the Trump rules, and you will love this book. Perfect for New Year's resolutions. Nothing to do with politics. Get away from politics with this book and just learn how to supercharge your life and become more successful. Trump rules at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc., etc. Joe Biden, on day one, will release an executive order on transgender rights in sports and bathrooms. This is the end of America, folks. Do you understand that? First of all, I heard he's going to hit us with taxes like you've never heard of in your entire life. Just massive taxes. And second of all, regulations like you've never heard of in your life. And now he's going to make sure that men are all playing women's sports and men, 300-pound men, are going to the bathroom with your daughter in a bathroom and they can rape her. This is disgusting. You know, I've always been pro-gay. Never had a problem with gays or lesbians. Go do what you want to do. But boy, I've never been pro-transgender or letting anybody use the same bathroom as my daughter or a man playing on a baseball team with my daughter. See, you take it to lengths that are so ridiculous. President-elect Biden vowed to supporters on his first day in office he will begin moving any legal recognition of the two sexes by adopting pro-transgender policies. And so, here's a tweet from Joe Biden. Let's be clear. Transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time. There is no room for compromise when it comes to basic human rights. Biden's campaign website promises on his first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump administration, which will restore transgender students' access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. He will direct the Department of Education to vigorously enforce and investigate violations of transgender students' civil rights. How disgusting. How nauseating. What a country we live in. What a world. You stole the election, and once you stole it, you got all the spoils. You got all the jobs. You got all the government contracts. And now you got all the taxes and the regulations and the executive orders that will wreck this country, and never, ever will it recover. Never will it recover. And you know I love Trump, but what a horrible mistake that he allowed this to happen. You say, well, how could he have stopped it, Wayne? First of all, you had 2 years with a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate, and all they had to do was pass voter ID. Simple thing. Second of all, once you knew this election was going to be about mail-in ballots, you could have banned mail-in ballots after Election Day. They cannot be counted after 8 o'clock at night on Election Day, like Pennsylvania originally said. That should have been an executive order. Number two, you could have executive order a ban on ballot harvesting. I think you had every right to do that. You know, and number three, you could have demanded with executive action massive security, federal marshals, FBI, SWAT teams, military, National Guard to guard vote counting centers. All of that should have been done, and then you should have taken care of social media, which turned out to be the nightmare that ruined this election. I don't know why you didn't do those things, but all massive mistakes. Let's grab on line one, Mark from Hartford, Connecticut. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so a little bit of a comparison, nutrition versus the vaccine. My mom went into a nursing home on March 9th. The next day, the governor locked her down. March 9th was the last time I gave my mom a hug. They had an outbreak, people got sick, people died, she didn't get sick. Back in September or October, they had a second bigger outbreak, people got sick, people are dying. A nurse that was positive took care of my mom, she didn't get it, she's been fine all along. The only difference is she takes 4,000 units of vitamin D every
day. There you go.
There
you
go. I made sure of it before while she was at home, and I made sure of it when she was in the nursing home.
Mark, great job. And, you know, I'm a big believer in vitamins, but it's not vitamin D. I believe in vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, selenium, melatonin. All of those important in the battle against COVID. And I'm a big believer in colloidal silver. I drink it by the gallon. And I've been out in crowds of 10,000 without a mask and never gotten a sniffle. So I'm like a walking miracle. But your mother, wow, what a great story. Thank you. Vitamin D, great stuff.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is delivering a dark message regarding the coronavirus cases that continue to rise across the United States.
Truthfully, we remain in a very dark winter. Infection rates are up 34%. More people are being hospitalized because of COVID than ever before.
Biden again calling on Americans to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his administration. With Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and White House, Americans are feeling less confident about the economy to start the new year. That's what a University of Michigan consumer sentiment poll is showing. However, the chief economist of the poll says it's a relatively small decline given the pandemic and recent violent events at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. Worldwide, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our nation's in such turmoil, our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps, in history. Illness, masks, lockdowns, the stress of this past presidential election, economy, ups and downs of the economy. And, you know, the Bidens of the world wanting more taxes, more regulations, $15 minimum wage. This is insane. This is an attack on every single business owner. There's no way to survive this. And you know what? The average person, I know that I'm going to turn this ad into an argument against minimum wage. But before I get back to Freedom Health Alliance, I just want to mention something that's on my mind. This is how dumb liberals are. So one day a hamburger is $3 and the minimum wage is, say, $8. Now they raise it almost double to $15. The price of the hamburger has got to go to $6. So if all the people that are buying hamburgers suddenly have to buy, you know, $6 hamburgers instead of $3 hamburgers, at the end of a month, all your groceries have gone up because you got a $15 minimum wage everywhere. All the guys stocking supermarket aisles and cereal boxes, you're going to pay them $15 an hour, then you're going to have to raise every price of every product in your store. So, you know, yeah, it's a penny here, a penny there, a nickel here, a dime here. By the time you check out, you know, it's going to be $300 instead of $270. You just spent $30 more. You do that four times a month, $120 extra a month. So all the higher minimum wage has done nothing for anybody because you raised everybody's prices. Get it? Just ridiculous. Don't think stupid. It's not stupid. It's ignorant and it's frightening and it's dangerous. You're going to put everyone out of business, and no one is worse, you know, in the eye of the needle here than restaurant owners. My God, after COVID, when you think about the problems with restaurant owners, and now you're going to hit them with a $15 minimum wage, they're all at 25% capacity, 50% capacity, based on government orders. And you're telling me you're going to hit them with $15 minimum wage? Insanity. So anyway, you do now see Freedom Health Alliance is right. We are under the most stress in history. And our immune systems are facing the most stress in history. And they've got some remarkable products. But before I brought their products to you and offer them to you, I had to experience them myself. And that's what I do with all my products. I don't give you products unless I use them and love them. I use and love their liquid vitamin D complex, their trace minerals, their natural greens, their probiotics, and the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. I mean, I use all their stuff. I just love it. And I'm feeling fantastic. And my fans get 20% off. They're already unbeatable low prices. Someone just the other day, I was in a restaurant. Oh, my God, you're Wayne Root? Wow, you've got nice skin. That's what the woman said. Wow, you've got beautiful skin. How do you do that? And the answer is I use the gel that I buy from Freedom Health Alliance. It's actually a fantastic silver gel. So my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888- That's toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off, 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off, freedomhealthalliance.com. And as with all of the products that are sold on this show and promoted on this show, if you're driving right now and you can't possibly remember any of that stuff, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, right? You can't forget that. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Just email me and say, hey, I want to get those great products, the vitamin D liquid and the immune-boosting products and the greens and the probiotics. How do I get them, Wayne? I'll get you their phone number. I'll get you their website. I'll get you the person to contact who runs the company that buys the ads from me that actually will personally take care of you on the phone. I do this with every single company. I'll put you on a VIP for everybody. And for every product I've got, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You know, you're in your car. You're not going to remember a phone number. So just come to me and I'll take care of it. All right? Let's talk about some other news stories out there right now. By the way, the Broncos, Von Miller, subject of a criminal investigation. Von Miller, very famous NFL player, almost single-handedly won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Denver Broncos linebacker, subject of a criminal investigation by police in Parker, Colorado. No information could be released at this time. Interesting. 8-time Pro Bowler. Unbelievable player. Wonder what he did wrong. All these guys, you know, they all just such BS artists and hypocrites, you know, where they kneel for the national anthem and they think they're so much better than you and me and they believe in Black Lives Matter and all of that's just so great except, you know, they're beating up their girlfriend, beating the crap out of her and, you know, raping people and molesting people and sexually assaulting people. And I mean, that's the NFL. That's NBA. That's all these players. And to think that they're going to lecture me on Black Lives Matter and morality and social justice. What a crock of crap. Total crock of crap. Let's get the phone number out there again, 833-WAR-TALK. What I want to talk about, anything you want, okay? I'm up for anything, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on vaccine. Are you going to get the vaccine? Are you going to let your wife get the vaccine, your husband get the vaccine, your children get the vaccine, grandma and grandma? What are you going to tell them about the vaccine? Love to hear what my listeners think about the vaccine. Remember, you're anonymous when you call. No one in the government's coming after you. But are you taking the vaccine? Did you already get the vaccine? Have you had any side effects? Are you looking forward to getting it? Do you want to be first in line? Or you would like to be last in line like me? I don't have any interest in getting the vaccine right now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And Chris, you'll let me know in my ear anything that comes in. Yeah, the call screen is not there at the moment. There's some sort of software issue. So I'm relying on Chris. I'm flying blind. So let me mention what I did earlier in the show. The chat logs for this guy, John Sullivan, who is a far-left anti-Trump activist known for BLM rallies, of course, who was kind of leading the charge into the Capitol building. And he just happened to be embedded with a CNN reporter who got it all on film. And this guy's been arrested now. And it's just another example of Antifa and BLM infiltrating our rally and causing a lot of trouble. And I'm telling you, there were a lot of them like that. A lot of them like that. And so, you know, his kind of a chat call room online has all the people in his organization, which is a very, you know, anarchist, communist type of organization. And when you read it, you just realize that there was a plot, a specific plan in place to turn the Trump rally into a violent riot. And nobody out there knows that. Nobody seems to get it because the media doesn't tell them, and they don't read conservative websites, and they don't listen to Wainwright's show. The average schmo out there and the average liberal doesn't ever get this information. It's just so sad. So back to COVID. I want to jump back for a second because I'm just not a big believer in this vaccine. I'm a big believer in waiting. Tony in Vegas, I'll get to him in 1 second. Let me get to this Pfizer vaccination. Health experts call for suspension of Pfizer vaccination among elderly after deaths in Norway. And so evidently there's been a lot of deaths. Norwegian officials said 23 people had died in the country a short time after receiving their first dose of the vaccine. Of those deaths, 13 have so far been autopsied, with results suggesting common side effects may have contributed to severe reactions in frail elderly people, according to the Norwegian medical industry, medical agency. So I just think it's really, really scary and worrisome that you're giving this shot to older people. And I keep reading letters to the editor and articles in the Vegas newspaper, where I'm based here in Vegas, that all are by older people saying they're so angry that you're not prioritizing older people to be number one to get this vaccine. They want to be first in line to get the vaccine. Damn it. What are you letting somebody younger than me get it for? I'm 80 years old. I need it. It's just amazing to me, the ignorance of the average person. It's like you're jumping the line to take a chance on dying. You know, I mean, not just in Norway, but in Auburn, New York, in upstate New York, 24 old people at a nursing home have died in the last 2 weeks after getting their COVID shot. And before they got the shot, nobody died. There wasn't one death in the nursing home. 24 dead in 2 weeks. I'm telling you, there's all kinds of problems with this vaccine. And if you're very old, very weak, very feeble, or very allergic like I am, right? I'm young and I'm strong, but I'm allergic. I have severe reactions to things. You know, almost everything I eat, I'm so careful because almost everything I eat causes me a problem. You know, I eat the wrong thing and I'm wheezing. And people who are highly allergic should not be fooling around with shots like this. And there's plenty of people like that. And people who are older, I just question if you're old and feeble whether you're going to survive this shot. I question if you're young whether there's any need for this shot. The risk from the shot versus the fact that young people can't die. It's just the flu. And I guess you're going to say to me, well, I get my kid a flu shot. Well, okay, fine. I don't get my kids flu shots, and I don't take flu shots, and I never get the flu. What have we got? Tony in Vegas, did you tell me? Tony in Vegas. Let's take Tony. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you, Tony?
Oh, I'm good. Wayne, I love your show. I listen to it faithfully every day. And, and my take on the my take on the vaccine is that, you know, I'm a born again Christian, and the way I look at it is my body is the temple of Christ. I don't put stuff into my body. I've stopped putting like alcohol, drugs, marijuana into my body because I look at it as the temple of Christ, and I love the Lord, you know. So I'm not taking it for that reason. That's my religious belief. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I got you. But don't forget, putting alcohol or drugs in your body is not the same as putting a life-saving vaccine. And remember, I'm not defending the vaccine. I'm actually pretty anti. I'm just saying I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. But if someone told me you could stop polio and you got a polio vaccine, I'd probably take it. This is different because they rushed it to production. And I think that it's very problematic. A lot of problems are developing around the world with severe allergic reactions, and many deaths have popped up, including a doctor in Israel and a doctor in the United States. No one's talking about this. Do you know a doctor in Florida, 53 years old, got the COVID vaccine and died a week later? And his widow blames the COVID shot for killing him. He was never sick a day in his life, got the COVID shot, and he just dropped dead. So, I mean, you know, I don't know about this one. You know, I wouldn't compare it with drugs and alcohol and loving Christ, because I love Christ. I would just compare it with, hey, my body's my temple. I don't want to put something strange in it that's questionable and controversial until I have a year to watch what happens with all the people who are dumb enough to take it first. That's what I would say. Tony, thank you for the call, man. Thanks for taking care of your body. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, VRA is sponsor of this segment of the show. So all you got to remember is the three little letters, VRA. They stand for Vertical Research Advisory, but no one expects you to remember that, right? Just VRA. VRA and KIP, Kip Herridge, my great buddy who is the founder of VRA. For more than 35 years, Kip was a leader in the financial industry, worked at the highest levels of Wall Street, money manager for the elite, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies, and he left it all behind in 2003 when he realized that Wall Street is not good for the people. They don't do good things for the people. They don't care about their investors. But Kip decided that he did care, and he founded the VRA. His daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. Each day, he tells you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let Kip prove how good VRA really is and how consistently he beats the market. I told you his best plays, best recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Free for 2 weeks. Call now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. This is where our society has gone. The CEO of Parler, who has been on my show, I think twice now, John Matzie, he flees his home in Henderson, Nevada with his family and goes into hiding after receiving death threats. And actually, his lawyers claim more than just death threats. His lawyers are claiming death threats and invasive personal security breaches, whatever that will mean. My guess would be maybe someone attacked his home and tried to get in, or maybe someone got inside the house and robbed him or something or was waiting for him. He's alive, he's well, and his family's well, but he had to run for his life. Here's a tweet. Wow, Parler CEO John Matzie has fled his home with his family. They've gone into hiding after receiving death threats and invasive personal security breaches, according to a new filing from Parler's lawyers in the suit with Amazon. This is what liberals are doing to us, but, you know, hey, no big deal. We're the violent ones, right? We're the ones that should all lose our jobs and should be fired and censored and banned. What a joke. What a joke. We got Rudy, you said, on the line? Rudy on line one. We got Rudy calling in. Hey, it's Wayne Root. How are you, Rudy?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. How about you, sir?
Very good.
Well, I just wanted to mention that, you know, a lot of times we forget about past history, but we're coming up on an anniversary of the Gulf War next month. It went from August of 1990 to February 91. They rushed the anthrax vaccine. Out of 2.2 million era veterans of that war, 1.6 were affected, 35,000 died, 200,000 had to be taken out of service, and 30 years later, some people still feel the effects of that vaccine because it was rushed.
So let me ask you something, because, you know, I'm a little younger, and I didn't even remember that story. You're telling me they had a vaccine for anthrax that killed 35,000 American service members?
Sir, yeah, I'm a disabled vet, but from the Vietnam era, and I go to the VA hospital. I remember going to the clinics, and then I did my research, but it was a big thing. Now, those are the facts that I read in the newsletters. Because if you go to the VA clinics and everything, they have a whole bunch of literature you could read and everything. But, yes, 200,000 they had to take out of service. I think the initial death toll was like 11,000. And then please don't hold me. I know that this is a good number. And then I don't know how the other died, you know, to bring it up to 35,000. You know, I don't know what the period was, but, yeah. It's pretty interesting, and then if you research it, I mean, there's a lot of good information on that. But they were so concerned with the anthrax that they just rushed this thing. And when you're in the military, when I was in the military, you don't have an opportunity to decline it. You stand in line with the air guns,
right,
and they just
right.
give you whatever they want.
Well, that's happening now with government employees. If you're a policeman or a fireman, I don't think you have a choice. And if you're a ambulance driver, a paramedic, if you're a hospital employee, a doctor or a nurse, I think every one of them has got to take the vaccine. I don't know if 35,000 died. I'm going to look it up. I'll find out. But I know I do vaguely remember that a lot got sick, and it was a bad vaccine. And a lot of people got sick, and a lot of people had problems for the rest of their lives for that vaccine. And that's what the doctors that I read, who are holistic doctors, claim. People are going to have problems for the rest of their life with this vaccine, and it's very dangerous. I'm telling you, it's not Wayne Root's thought. It's holistic doctors saying that. I don't know it to be true. I know I'm going to sit back and watch and see what the results are for the next few months from people who got it. I know that we're in a strange period in America's history. Thanks for the call, Rudy. Thank you for your service to the country. We're a strange period in America's history when the person fighting the censorship ban at Twitter and other social media, Facebook, is the Mexican president, AMLO. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, he's mounting a battle to protect our rights against censorship, a campaign against big tech's political interference, because he says Trump can't answer, so I'm going to answer. Trump isn't on social media anymore. He can't answer. So the Mexican president, who many think is a socialist or a communist, even he understands how dangerous it is to let someone decide whether a world leader is allowed to post to Twitter or Facebook. And look at the result of Parler. The guy's running for his life. Liberals are vicious, horrible people, I'm sorry to say. I'll see you on Monday. God bless. Have a nice weekend.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.